Carolyn, give us a little bit of background on the Moody Planetarium itself.
The planetarium was built in 1970 when this building was built. They were built at the same time. And pretty much nothing really changed with the planetarium until about a year and a half ago. They did the renovations almost 2 years ago is when they started the renovations. And they reopened them with the new renovations completed last March. We closed again in October because they were having to do some safety renovations down here, and the whole division was actually shut down. So we were closed for another 6 months or so, starting in October, and we reopened again in March. They put in a new emergency exit and a sprinkler system, which is required. Less of an attraction, but a requirement nonetheless. And they put that in, and we were also able, with the grant, we got a grant, and that's how we were able to fund the renovations through the Moody Foundation. We were able to buy approximately 10 new planetarium shows. We hadn't bought any new planetarium shows in a number of years, so some of the science was a little outdated, some of it was obsolete and incorrect completely. We were also able to fix the laser system, which had been broken about 2 years previous to the renovation starting, and it wasn't functional anymore. And we were able to fix that, and we got a whole bunch of new shows. In fact, we got all new shows for the laser. We have about 25 or so, roughly 25 laser shows. Some of them are really specific, just one band shows, Led Zeppelin, Pink Floyd, the Beatles is what we have right now, Metallica, and some of them are more generic pop rock that is a kind of a mixture of lots of different artists, but that was a really big draw because we were able to fix the laser, which was really great. Unfortunately, it broke. The computer just stopped working in July, and we had to go about fixing it again, but we did fix it, and it is up and functional now, so we're able to show both planetarium and laser shows right now.
So the renovation was not just, it was about infrastructure, because mm-hmm. I'm sure there were code issues that needed to be fixed over that time, but you made that opportunity to completely revamp the programming that was also there.
We were able to, through the, yes, the big part was the need for the exit. So they had to rebuild, they built that whole exit. That was the infrastructure issue, but we were able to use some of the grant money to buy shows, and we also, you know, we gave it a new paint job and just made it look nicer. We also have something in there called the Spitz Star Ball, which before we had the nice projector that projects it onto the dome, before we had that, the way you were projected constellations was with the Star Ball. We were able to have that refurbished. We don't actually use the Star Ball anymore. It is completely functional and we can use it. We just don't, because it's a little bit, it's harder to use than pulling up a computer program. It's certainly a lot easier to use the computer program. However, it's a pretty rare piece of technology that has been out of planetariums for quite a long time. Most planetariums aren't going to have a Star Ball anymore. So we made the decision to keep it because of probably more the nostalgia than anything else, is we decided to keep it, make it functional. So we can use it, we don't. But it is a neat piece of technology. And every time anybody comes in there, what is that? That's so cool. It's right in the middle of the planetarium, in the middle of the seats. So it's a big draw. Kids are curious by it, but like I said, we don't use it really anymore.
It's the symbol of a planetarium.
Yeah, yes.
Sure. Right.
So we did decide to keep it. Some days I'm glad we kept it. Some days I wish we had gotten rid of it. But nonetheless, I'm glad that I think we kept it in the end. So.
So what is the day in the life of the planetarium? What typically goes on over the course of the day?
We do a variety of shows. We do both public shows, but a lot of the day it takes up time. We do school shows a lot of the time. We do school shows Tuesday through Friday, and we do public shows Wednesday through Sunday. So in the mornings, for the most part, I usually have typically about one, maybe two groups. Most of them are elementary kids that are learning the basics about space. Right now they're learning about our solar system, the planets, and that kind of stuff. And they'll come and they will go see the show. We have a lot of shows that they get to choose from. The teacher chooses the show for them. But it's a choice. They get to choose whatever show they want to do in the morning. And then in the afternoons is when we do our public shows, which is open to everybody in the public. And we will do a laser show at the first spot. And the second spot is a planetarium show. So our laser shows are just going to be music set to laser lights. There's really no redeeming educational qualities about it. They're just fun. They're entertaining. Yeah, they're fun. They're quite long. They run anywhere from 40 minutes to almost an hour. So you really have to really be into Led Zeppelin to sit there for an hour and watch it. I enjoy them. They're a lot of fun. But like I said, they're not great for if you're trying to teach somebody something, and a lot of little kids don't like it, which is fine. But our planetarium shows are intrinsically, they are educational. You should be coming out of there knowing something that you didn't know before. But I like that we have a mixture of both, that we're able to provide the public something that is just fun. It's just pure fun, and it's fun to be able to just kind of sit in there and rock out to music for an hour, and then also something that expands their minds, that they can go and learn something.
Does the second part begin at a specific time?
Yes, so our shows run Wednesday through Sunday. We have 2 o'clock shows, and those are always going to be the laser show. We always do the laser shows first, so those are always going to be at 2. And then we have a 3:30 show that's always our planetarium, with the exception of Thursday, when we do a 12 o'clock and a 2 o'clock show. But again, the first spot is always the laser show, and the second spot is going to be the planetarium. So the 12 o'clock show is the laser, and the 2 o'clock is the planetarium. And Saturdays, we actually do 3 shows. The 11:30 show is a stargazing show, which is typically what people expect when they come to a planetarium. Some people are confused when they come in and they see the show and it's not just a stargazing show, which is what the Starball would do. But with technologies advancing, we actually show movies, and it's a little perplexing if they've, because a lot of times people come in and they say, oh, I haven't been to the planetarium since I was a kid, and they expect to see just the stargazing show, and then they come in and they're like, that's not what I thought that was going to be at all. Not that they didn't enjoy it, but they were expecting it to just be a simple stargazing show, which I think a lot of people assume that that's what a planetarium is going to be about, but it offers a lot more, and we can do so many more things with it. But we still like to keep a little bit of the nostalgia there. So we do a stargazing show on Saturday mornings at 11:30. And I try very hard to rotate the schedule so that everything was shown that we had in our queue, but also things that were, so that there was opportunity to see, for everybody to see what they wanted to see. So I was trying very diligently to plan out our schedule. So, you know, one time I'm showing classic rock, but then I'll do, you know, a more kid-friendly pop show or something the next time. Our laser shows change every 2 weeks, so there's always something new coming. If you've seen Laser Led Zeppelin in a week, you can come see a different laser show. Our planetarium shows change every month, so right now we're showing black holes, and then next month we will start showing a different show. But that's generally how it works. The whole schedule is up online for people. If they really want to see Pink Floyd's The Wall, they can go look and see when it's showing to find out when they need to come and see it.
Great. Well, can we take a walk?
Absolutely.
Great.
Well, this is the Starball.
Right.
It rotates up, so it'll go, right now it's sitting horizontally, and it'll rotate vertically, and the constellations are projected on there onto the dome.
Right.
And then behind that is the laser box. That's what the lasers come out of for the lasers. And then we have the projector back there,
right,
which will project the planetarium shows.
Wow. Gosh, this brings back such memories.
Yes.
Yeah.
We added a couple more seats, and we went from, I believe, 71 seats to 74 seats,
mm-hmm.
Which rarely they sell out on a public show, but for school groups of 100 and plus kids a lot of the time, they definitely fill up, so.
Right.
And we were able to get a new computer system for our planetarium shows, one that just runs more efficiently. We also just recently got a new laser computer for our laser computer as well for the shows, for our laser shows. So they run much better now as well. They just showed laser beetles, which I think is a big draw for people to come and see the laser show. But we also got a new projector last year that was not a part of the grant. It just broke, and we had to replace it. But I'm glad we did, because it's we got a brand new projector with a brand new planetarium opening. So we were, it's a little bit of a better quality than the projector we had before. So the shows are a little bit crisper, a little bit cleaner shows. So I am glad that we were able to get a new laser, our new projector. We are reopened right now. There, you can come any of the days we're doing public shows to see a public planetarium or a laser show. Or if you are interested in setting up a group show, you can set that up. So we are up and functional. He's selling tickets right now to the 2 o'clock planetarium show.
Okay.
And we've been open since the first weekend in March. So only a couple weeks.
All right. Cool.